Hey, man, I'm back from my trip. This is Chong, man. No, man, it wasn't an acid trip, man. You crazy. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to From the Hip, Canadian edition. It's the 9th of January, one day after Elvis Presley's birthday. But no, I'm back in Canada, and I thought today I would do a recording where I unpack my suitcase and talk about my trip. So let's rock and roll. I missed you. Okay, the first item I'm taking out of my suitcase is a U.S. Army shirt I got for my kids. Unfortunately, they were very disappointed when they found out that they cannot recruit me because I'm Canadian. They were at the Las Vegas Rio Convention Center with a lot of other exhibitors. Anyway, they had the ITV festival people there, and I got a couple shirts for my kids for that, from that. And I also got a podcaster. It's a hashtag podcaster shirt from the cool folks at Lipson, Elsie and Rob. Thank you very much. This is a smaller version I could give to my daughter because she wants to be internet famous too. Crazy. Who would have thought it? And here's my shoes. I'm pulling out my beautiful shoes. These are nice black leather shoes that I got to wear for a little bit. Let me see who they're made by. They're made by somebody you won't know. So, and not because it's Italian. It's just cheap. No, pretty good. And you know what? We had a great speaker. We had Unmarketing there, who is Scott Stratton, another fellow Canadian. He was giving out these books. It's called QR Codes Kill Kittens. Check it out if you're into anything about marketing. And if you've ever seen a QR code, and those are those crazy little, they look like pixelized squares, and they actually have a little embedded message in each one of those. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then please forgive me. But you could scan QR codes with your phone. I'm taking out some of my accessories out of the suitcase. It's called the Eye Stabilizer arm, which allows you to put your camera on it, your telephone, which is a camera pretty much these days, and film yourself. And picking out my headphones. Also, another camera accessories, it is the Joby Gorilla Pod. It's a little tripod that I use quite a bit when I'm filming stuff with my iPhone. Oh, and yes, John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire had a little meetup. Well, he had a meetup, but at another meetup I was with Pat Flynn, Cliff Ravenscraft, and Chris Ducker. John, I guess, told Pat to announce that he was giving away this book by Gary Vaynerchuk called Jab, Jab, Right Hook. You know, something Howard Cosell would say to Muhammad Ali. And it's a great book. So I got this really, really good-looking book. It's not even... it's almost square. You know how books are usually in a portrait mode? Well, this book is almost square, and it's really, really good quality. And apparently, the content is fabulous, too. So I'm going to check that out. Here is my MacBook Air charger. So, if I could indulge you a little bit, let you know about the trip. The trip was great. I really was considering not going because deep down inside, I'm a shy guy. And the thought of having to be on all the time doesn't always appeal me. And you know what I mean, be on. Like, hey, how are you? My name's this and that. And boom, bang, bang, bow. I'm not always like that, really. Sometimes I just want to sit back and watch. I think humans are incredible creatures. They're like little monkeys watching. You watch them interact, and I'm always thinking about that kind of stuff. But no, I did end up going. But the sad part was is that, my God, I got sick. On the way down that morning, I wake up, and I had this little itch in my throat. I couldn't clear it. You know, every once in a while, I get this itch. Well, this itch was persisting all day, and little did I know, this was the beginning of my sickness. my sickness that would go last for two and a half days while I was at the I guess it's a convention. And so it took away from the enjoyment. But once I got over that, the third day, it was just great. I felt like a butterfly just came out of the cocoon. I felt free. I felt alive again. I came out with a vengeance. I was like I was fired out of a slingshot. It was good. I liked it. And I met some really cool people this time. Really too many to mention, but special mentions to Ryan. I think it's Ryan Gray who's got a medical podcast. It's going to kick it into high gear. Peter Billingham from UK was great. We had a lot of fun on the... My flight actually got delayed. Oh, man, I'm just rambling here. I'm going nuts because it's been so long. The next day, when my flight got delayed, we hung out and we had a great time, of course. And even before then, lots to go on. And some of the podcast mastermind members, I won't go into that. But so I'm talking to you now and I'm excited and I'm happy to be chatting with you because when I was there, the Wi-Fi wasn't the best. Most of the times it wasn't working. I was basically shut out from the world because as a Canadian, you don't want to be using data on the cellular network in the States. Wow, it's crazy. I got to think of some other alternative because it was very sad that I couldn't share with you some of these things that I was going through. The exciting stuff and the not so exciting stuff. You know, I got lots to talk about, lots to think about when you get to meet all these people that are passionate like I am about doing what they love to do and sharing what their skills are, what their desires are through new media. That's big. It really reset me. It reset my my focus. I needed it. I needed a little change. I needed a little boost. A little shot. It was like a flu shot, except with no side effects. It's all good. But I'm running out of time. And thanks for tuning in. And thank you if this is the first time you've listened. I hope you have fun. A lot of times I make it crazy and fun. So we're going to catch you next time. Peace out.